We've been talking a lot today about getting things done. Well, this man's been getting things done. Ed O'Keefe with, well, he's building a presidential library. I mean, that's what he's doing. Ed is the one that's leading the charge in relation to the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library. And there was a big announcement yesterday, which is $50 million. That's right. It goes to the library and the project that he's building. Now, when all this came about and all that news came out about how a member of the board that was a part of the Walton family had said, we're out of here. I remember Ed coming on this show and said, just be patient, just wait, which tells you that this was in the process then. I don't think you have to be Dick Tracy to know that now, but he deserves congratulations. Let's get him on. Ed O'Keefe, CEO of the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library. Congratulations to you, buddy.
Well, thank you, Joel. Good morning, and it's very good to be with you.
So what, I mean, $50 million, the stupidest question you're going to get of the day. Ready? How big of a difference does this make in your project?
I think it makes all the difference. It's a game changer. I mean, Harold's leadership as an entrepreneur and investor in the state, I mean, this is not the only gift that he has given in North Dakota. $10 million to the University of North Dakota, $12 million to the University of Mary, and now this historic $50 million gift to the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library. I mean, that's $72 million in philanthropy dedicated to North Dakota. Harold is a resident and born in Oklahoma. I mean, this is not his native state. Obviously, North Dakota has been very good to him, and he's been very good to North Dakota. So everyone feels mutually blessed in this situation, but it's a game changer. It's a real game changer in terms of the project and our timeline and our ability to continue to fundraise as we move forward.
I want to talk about the timeline because that's something that I thought of on my drive up this morning. What does this mean in terms of the first time people are going to be able to walk through those doors?
Well, we'd really like to aim for July 4th, 2026 as either a significant milestone on the pathway to the grand opening or as our grand opening itself. That is the 250th anniversary of America. There'll be tens of millions of dollars in advertising and marketing that surround that nationwide patriotic celebration. I mean, for those who were around in 1976 for the bicentennial, you know, that was a historic event in America, the 200th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. And we really hope that we can be a part of that nationwide celebration in 2026. So, you know, this puts us in a strong position to get started. We, of course, have a ways to go. Fundraising continues. But it definitely makes all those goals more likely and possible.
Well, and $50 million on any given day is nationwide is a major, major donation. Why did Harold do this? What did he say?
Yeah, that's a great question. I had lunch with Harold yesterday. He came to Bismarck. He flew in from Oklahoma to be present at the State of the State. Governor Burgum made the announcement at the State of the State of this incredible gift. And Harold, when I asked him, said that he invests in ideas that are built to last. He said North Dakota has been very good to him. He's blessed to have been a part of this historic effort over the last 20 years in North Dakota that has changed the economy, unlocked the Bakken, unleashed all of these two decades of economic growth. And he wanted to give back, but he gives back to things that are built to last. He was attracted to the idea of the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library because, one, Theodore Roosevelt is an incredible historic figure with an inspirational story to tell, but two, that this is going to be for generations, not for decades, not years. I mean, presidential libraries do not come and go. Once they are built, they stay. And I think that was an incredibly powerful endorsement for the project and an endorsement for all North Dakotans and those who love North Dakota to get in the arena, to join us. I mean, Harold's gift is incredibly helpful. It's a game changer, as I said, but we need more. We want people to get involved. If you have $26 to give to the TR Library, be a part of this effort. Join us. Go to trlibrary.com/donate and get in the arena with us.
So the $50 million doesn't complete your fundraising goal. It just has a major, major difference on where you're at in that goal.
That's exactly right. I mean, we've talked before, Joel, on this show about how the Obama Presidential Library is slated to be a $900 million project. The George W. Bush Presidential Center in Texas is a $500 million effort. The Reagan Library in present-day dollars was a $400 million effort. We will not be as large or as expensive as any of those efforts, but we have a lot of ideas that go beyond bricks and mortar. We want to develop the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Scholars and have conservationists who believe in North Dakota and believe in all the ideas that can be explored through the example of Theodore Roosevelt, being able to gather here in-state and out-of-state, like the Truman Scholars or the Rhodes Scholars. We want every kid in North Dakota, every eighth grader, to come to the TR Library and have a civics education inside and an outdoor adventure in the national park. You know, those are programming dollars that go beyond the bricks and mortar. So there's plenty of room around the table for everyone to get involved. And the truth is, you never really stop fundraising in efforts like this. There's always a new idea. There's always something bigger and better that you can do and explore. And the first thing is to get the building built. That's our number one objective over the next few years. But we really do hope we can turn to some of the programming in short order as well.
I know that you talk about 2026, but at what point will that, you know, in my case, a couple of young daughters who go to Medora and go to the musical end up on stage, you know, doing what the musical is so great at, which is being inclusive and knowing what a pitchfork fondue is all about. You know, at what point in that area, in that vicinity, does a person drive them out and say, there it is? This is where it starts. Look at the backhoe, because here we go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we do intend to begin construction this year in 2023. I mean, in order to have a shot at 2026, we need to begin when the ground thaws, and that is the plan. You never really want to talk about the beginning of construction because it connotates that the project is finished, you know, that you don't have any more to do. And that's just simply not going to be the case in this project. I mean, we have to begin to prepare the ground. It's North Dakota. There's three winters between now and then. It's unpredictable in terms of the seasonality of construction. We know to expect the unexpected, the known unknowns, as you might say. And so we want to get started to give us a fighting chance of making that date. So you'll see activity, and we have acquired the land. We have begun to do some of the initial pre-construction work. We're at the construction documentation phase of our architecture plan. So, you know, we're there, we're on the cusp, and you'll start to see some activity very soon.
Okay. Well, that's a big part of it. And you talk about that $25 donation. People at any level can be part of it. I understand, and I think that's a great message that you put out there. But when something happens, when construction starts and people can see it, feel it, and those type of things, I think it changes the energy behind it. And I think that can do nothing but benefit the project.
I completely agree. I mean, you know, I think of other examples in U.S. history. I mean, the Statue of Liberty was shipped from France to the United States and sat in pieces when it was Joseph Pulitzer who said, this is wrong. We should have the school children of America gather the pennies that they could put together. And that's how the Statue of Liberty got built. I mean, Ulysses S. Grant, one of the greatest Civil War heroes of American history, was not in Grant's tomb for a number of years before there was a philanthropic effort that gathered together poor and rich, those who believed in the Union and America, to construct Grant's tomb. I mean, these projects, these patriotic projects, have a tendency to unite. Yes, of course, we are just enormously grateful for this incredibly generous gift by Harold and the Ham family today. It is leaps and bounds ahead of where we were 2 days ago. It's a game changer. He has completed the gift, incidentally, so it's in the bank. It's not a promise. It's done. But it also should inspire others out there. I mean, again, if you're a North Dakotan, if you have business in North Dakota, this is North Dakota's presidential library. This is historic. It is built to last. It will be here for generations to come. this is a legacy project for all of us, and we really do want everyone to get in the arena with us.
Yeah. Ed, always good to talk to you, and you know this is a platform you can always use to talk about and promote your project. So I appreciate you giving us time.
Thanks, Joel. Good to be with you on this historic day.